music surprised me. The phone number is 888-455-1360. We're talking about positive stories, things that either you've helped somebody else or they've helped you. But it's all about being uplifting and encouraging as we get ready to plant our feet firmly back on a rock, put our dukes up, and fight the encroaching socialism in our world. But today, we're just taking a breather and encouraging and uplifting each other. Let's go back to the phones. Frank, on the road. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Seth. Great to talk to you. Thanks for taking my call. I listened to you for a little bit in the morning because I can only get you for a little bit. But it's so great to not hear you arguing. And it's really great to listen to you just on your own. And it's really shown me what a great guy you actually are. And I could listen to you more.
Did my mom pay you to say that? Because that's awesome, man. Thank you.
No, but for real, I've been trying to, you know, give you guys a listen in the mornings, and, you know, Tom just don't get it, but we'll just let him think he's okay, right?
Tom's a good guy. Now, for those of you that don't know, it's my morning show out of Wausau. We do the last hour. It's called Feedback, and it most of the time gets rather political or social issues, and Tom and I see things very, very differently. And, yeah, sometimes we yell at each other. But I'll tell you this much, all right? I respect Tom quite a bit. He's a good guy.
As do I.
He is a good man. He and I get along very well outside of the studio. It's not like we, you know, beat each other up and then don't talk to each other. And I will say this. For the most part, he actually believes that which he says, which that's respectable. There's a lot of people out there that just blather on about talking points, and they've got no clue what the heck they're talking about. That's not Tom.
Right.
Tom actually, for whatever reason, and I'm working on him, man, but he actually believes that which he speaks.
Could I share a quick story with you?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I really don't like tooting my own horn on this stuff, but, you know, people need to hear these things today because it's been very uplifting to have this kind of talk going on. Me and a friend of mine, we go out to dinner quite a bit, and we like to go to places and, you know, sample new things. And
sure.
No matter where we go, we always tip 100%. And, I mean, when we eat, we're going to spend probably like $50-$60. We will tip 100%. They will sit there and try to give us the money back. And it's like, no, we know how hard you guys work and what you put up with and the disrespect and the you know, and it's just nice to give back in any small way that you can. And I just wanted to thank you once again for being a good dude, and I'm going to look forward to listening to you more often. Thanks.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I worked in the service industry for a while, and he's right, man. You get abused big time, and it's hard sometimes to smile and be nice to a customer that is just being horrendous to you. Wow, 100%. You're a better man than I am. I think I'm doing great when I do tip 20 and round up. Bob in Manitowoc was on hold. Bob, you still there?
Yes. Good morning, sir. Yeah.
Good morning.
I tuned in kind of late, and in fact, 100%. I like to think I'm a halfway decent tipper because I've seen people work for, you know, a $100 bill and get $2 on the table, and I'm not kidding you. I was an entertainer for many years, and it's sad when you see people like that, but that's not why I called. You mentioned something earlier, and I tuned in late, so if this is being repeated, I apologize. But the church where I go, one of the pastors taught me this years ago, and he said, you know, if you turn somebody down when they want to help you, you hurt two people. And I really had to think about that, but he says, you know, you hurt those people because they feel good about helping you.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was kind of a neat concept.
It is an interesting thing that, and there have been scientific and psychological studies that the more you help other people, the more benefit you get out of it. One of the things is if you're really feeling depressed about the circumstances in your own life, take an afternoon and go serve at a soup kitchen. Go afternoon and volunteer at a free medical clinic, something of that nature. You have a different spin on your life afterwards. And one of the things that I always struggled with is where I grew up, panhandling was prevalent. There were a lot of panhandlers. And I got very hardened to them from some circumstances I had where I would give something and it was rejected. It's like, I don't need this, kid. Get out of here. You know, what they wanted was money for beer and alcohol and drugs and so forth. And so I became kind of hardened until God really kind of spoke on my heart that the issue was, when asked, give. Let the responsibility of what they do with the money be on them. My heart is to give. My heart is to help. That's what I am doing. So therefore, God sees my heart as the intent to help others. What they do with the money, that's their responsibility, and they will have to be answerable to God, not me. So there's kind of that interesting twist. If I'm not mistaken, we're going to have to bail out of the show at this point to go to break. When I come back, we'll talk about the good news out of Chicago. I didn't quite get to it in this segment, so I apologize. We will do that first when we come back and take more of your calls. 888-455-1360. I'm Seth Mula, sitting in for Jerry Bader.
Headed down south to the land.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.